Here we go. I was at the Dollar General. Boy, that's loud. I always wanted to have a commanding voice, and there it is. I was at the Dollar General, and I found this plaque there. It says, grow through what you go through. Doesn't that speak to you? And that's the truth, isn't it? You have to grow through it if you go through it. And I thought that was pretty cool. Hey, Kel, can you come up here for a minute? I have this ring. Do you think that's real, hon?
No.
She's Angelo.
I bought it for you. So I know it's
mine. No. This is a fake ring. But it's, you know, it's a pretty ring. No, I'm just messing with your mind. I'm just messing with you. Here's what Angela and I'm done, sweetie. Angela and I always mess with each other, and we have a Bible study in the morning. And I'll say, all right, turn to Matthew so-and-so. And I'll look at him, I go, that's in the New Testament, sweetie. He'll look at me like, but he does that to me too. He goes, tell me when you get there. So you usually go back and forth like that. But anyway, and Kelly and I did not discuss what we were going to preach on. Mine is called The Truth About Tribulation or Suffering. And here's the thing about tribulation and suffering. We all go through it. That's the truth. And the Word says we're going to go through it. The very first place I want to turn to, are you up there, fellas? There you are, is John 16:33. Here it is. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. In my Bible it says, these things I have spoken to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Now, tribulation means pressure, affliction, distress, suffering. Good cheer means be confident, be courageous, trust in God. So that's when he's saying be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Be courageous. The next place, and here's a very important point, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9, 8 through 11. I love to hear them Bibles flipping through. Be alert and sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of suffering. And the God of grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong. Strong, firm, and steadfast, and restore you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. Now here's the thing. My Bible says these four things. Perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle. Have you ever wondered? I have, didn't I, hon, about 3 years where I went through some stuff, and I thought, man, what have I done? You begin to question yourself, what is going on? And it seems like the enemy is just after you and is after you with everything that he's got. So one of the things I asked Angelo, I said, Ange, since I've been going through all this stuff, have you noticed a change in me? Remember this plaque? He said, yeah. I noticed you're getting closer to the Lord. You're in the Word a whole lot more. It caused me to grow. It really did. And so when you're going through stuff, you know, the last time I preached on Jesus was perfected through suffering, made perfect through suffering. We discussed that he was made perfect as our high priest. And he had to do that through suffering because he had to understand why, how we feel when we suffer. And I found one thing very important, Melissa. It's important how you go through something. It's very important how you go through something. You can only learn if you grow through it. If not, you're going to make the same mistake over and over. Do you ever wonder why people are married 5, 6, 7 times? They keep making the same mistake. They haven't grown through it. So perfect, to make right, to mend our broken lives. Establish, make our way stable. You know, one of the things you start to, when you go through something, you start to examine yourself. Why am I going through this? What is going on? And you have to, one of the things you have to establish is, where's your walk with the Lord? Do you have a walk with the Lord? You know, there's all kinds of love. There's phileo, which you're just fond of him. There's agape, which is the highest level of love. God wants you to love him above all else. And sometimes it takes examining where you're at to establish where you're at with the Lord and where your walk is. If you put something else above God, where's your walk? Some people's walkie don't keep up with their talkie. Have you noticed? Have you noticed these empty chairs in here? Do you know what people tell you that they don't have to go to church? The people that don't go to church. Have you noticed that? I don't know what they do with those parts of the Bible where it says it was Jesus' habit and not to forsake the assembling of together. I can understand when you have an affliction, you can't get out of your house, or you got a problem, or you're sick, or you're terminal. But to choose just to stay at home for the sake of staying at home because you're tired. I know I used to work. I got tired. I understand that. I get it. Come anyway. Amen. What if Jesus was too tired to get to the cross on that day? Amen. Isn't that the truth? What if he would just say, you know what, I think I'll just stay home today. I'm tired, I'm give out. No, he didn't do that. That's off track, isn't it? That was for free. And I know people's going to be on Facebook, hon, and they're going to be texting you and doing all that kind of nasty stuff. You can just tell them, Mother doesn't even go on Facebook. She don't text. She don't do any of that stuff. So you can write all those bad things, but she ain't going to see them. Establish, make our way stable. Yes. Ever meet someone that they are so unstable they don't know if they're coming or going? God wants to establish you. He wants, you know, when I asked Kelly, I said, Kelly, is this stone real? She said, nope. Ain't real, Mom. Let me tell you something. In heaven, there ain't no cubic zirconium people. They're genuine. Genuine Christians. They're the real thing. And there's few of them that will find it, Brother Sam, that find the way. There'll be a lot of fakes, lots of cubic zirconium Christians around here. They're saying, well, once saved, always saved. Nope. You better develop a relationship. You better know him so he'll know you. That's the truth. Establish. And I'm, you know, I got to fess up. I wasn't where I was supposed to be. After a few trials and tribulation, I was ready to listen, Melissa. What you saying, Lord? I'm listening now. Strengthened to make strong. He's given you the ability to succeed and to do well. Healing is the children's bread. Gary, if healing is the children's bread, you got to come to the table. Is that not right? You got to eat. Melissa, what are we eating? The bread. What's the bread? The word. You got to know the word if you want to fight. If you want to fight off temptation, you got to know what to use. The tools, you got them. Use them. Know them. So strengthen. Settle. How many of you guys live in an older home? It creaks and cracks, makes noises. Younger homes creak and crack too, and sometimes they're louder creaks and cracks. Things are settling in a foundation. God wants to settle you in a firm foundation. He don't want you in and out, up and down. I was telling Angela yesterday, we were talking during dinner time, and I said, you notice, Angelo, that in the Bible, it never says when you're met with adversity to tuck tail and run. Is that not the truth? What does it tell us to do, sweetie? Get in there and what?
Pray.
Get in the word. Fight. Put on that whole armor of God. It says that our adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion. And it says to resist him. Now, let me tell you something. If you've got a problem with something, it's going to come up again until you get it right. Until you get it right. And that's what settling in is. Have you ever noticed when people come to church for a while, they have certain seat they like to sit in? Mark likes to sit over there. Angela and I like to sit here. Shavers like to sit there. Sherry over there. What are you guys doing? You're settling in. Amen. Scooching in there. Settling in. All right. Let me see where I'm at. Now, Kelly and I didn't talk about all of this. Truth about suffering. Where's Mary? There's my friend Mary. When I took that fall last September, I had to do these exercises with some pulleys. You sat in a chair, grabbed a hold of the pulleys, and you're going to go like this. Looks easy enough, doesn't it? Not when you have two broken wrists and a torn rotator cuff. Not so easy. Tears would just come down my face. Mary would come over twice a day. Faithful. I had Angelo there in the front room, Michelle. But he had a habit of falling asleep in the middle of my exercises. And they were excruciating. So my friend would come over, and she would sit there with me. And tears would be just streaming down my face. These broken wrists, right? One time I had to have my armpits shaved. I hate to say that. But I couldn't hold my arm up. And so Kelly said, well, Mom, when you do your exercises, I'll come over, and when you get your arm up, I'll get the razor and do it real quick until you get to the next one. And that's how we did it. Tears just streamed down my face, and they kept on telling me it's going to get better. And Michelle, I said, when? When is it going to get better? this is excruciating. And then they told me I had to do it twice a day. Oh, my gosh, are they kidding me? It was like being tortured. And they said, well, then we want you to go out to the side. I'm going, oh, my God. And so how'd you do it? But like Kelly said, I wanted everything back. So I had to do it. There was a price to pay for it. Don't you know Jesus paid the price? The whole price? Yes, healing is the children's bread, but sometimes you have to go through it so you'll grow. Had cancer, the same thing. Surgery. Never had surgery before. Never knocked out. Where Casey and Kelly were with me, and I was back there. They were starting an IV. They stuck me 6 times, Gary. Every time they stuck me, Casey would scoot further back. Scoot further back. Then finally I said, Casey, where'd you go? She was clear to the other side. But, you know, it's hard. Suffering is not pleasant. It's just not a pleasant thing. But if you use it to grow through it, you're going to make it. And you're going to get your healing. My sister, just a couple weeks ago, found out she had breast cancer. Bilateral mastectomy. She got completely reconstructed. She's fine now. She's doing good. They gave her a free bill of health. They said, you're cancer-free now. You got to take this pill for 5 years. So she's got to take a pill for 5 years. She's a believer. I never heard her utter one word of doubt or disbelief. She's the better of us two, to be honest with you. She's got the bigger heart. So let's go to, let's see. Why am I in this place of suffering? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Lord, why did this happen to me? Let me tell you why. For one thing, we live in a fallen world. This doesn't belong. This is not a world full of Christians and everything's going hunky-dory. You have to get real. Is it a result of poor decisions through evil done to us or against us? Natural processes have gone wrong. Natural processes. Or it's our physical body. The word says that this physical body is a tent. You ever see a 20-year-old tent compared to a brand new tent? They get pretty worn. Wait till they get to be 92, 91, 76. Those tents get to look kind of saggy. Zippers broke on them. Things happen. So, you know, natural processes going wrong. Sowing and reaping, persecution, discrimination, an attack by the enemy or Satan. Here's the thing I found out about Satan. He always acts out of desperation. He's desperate. Not only is he desperate, he's an opportunist. He's looking for an opportunity to take you out. And I don't mean on a date. I mean to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what he's looking for. But God's looking to give you life and give it more abundantly. You get to choose. When did suffering start? In the book of Genesis, the fall. When Eve and Adam partook of that forbidden fruit, mankind experienced mortality. We started to die right there. And that's when suffering started. People began to age as a consequence. We have trials and tribulations, temptations and suffering in three areas. Physical. We all know that. We've experienced physical. We've gotten sick. We've had injuries. We've gotten older. Our bladders fall down. Things happen. Our arches hit the ground. And all kinds of arthritis hits in there. diabetes, high blood pressure, and I can name numerous other things, physical things that have gone wrong. Yes, emotional things in our soul. Let's look at 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. There's my Melissa. We were talking about mammon this week together. Here we go. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life comes from the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. Your flesh, your emotions, also known as your soul, if you become a fleshy person and you fall into the desires of the flesh, you will fall. It's a trial. It's a test. Now, God doesn't test you, but Satan will use that. Here's the thing. Satan, I wrote this down. It's a good T-shirt, sister. In temptation, Satan has an evil plan. God has a good purpose. He wants you to come out of that. Do you think those things, the lust of the flesh, are going to be in heaven? Nope. No cubic zirconiums or glassware gems in heaven. You have to be the real thing. So, you know, some of the things that we go through is because of our flesh. Spiritual in our minds and our spirits. And this is another one. Let me see which one I want to go through with that one. Well, I'm just going to have to go with this here. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 2:18. This is in the spiritual realm. Sometimes we're not getting our answers to the prayer, our prayers, because of this. For we wanted to come to you, certainly Paul did again and again, but Satan blocked our way. Sometimes when you're going through something, there's a spiritual battle about that, and you just got to keep on pushing through. You got to keep on pushing through. It's not easy. I'm not telling you that you're not going to ever have tribulation or battles, because it's just not true. And there's sometimes this spiritual battle that goes on. He is with you, but will you leave? I've seen people that go through something, and for some reason, and I haven't figured this out yet, they turn and go the opposite direction. They leave the Lord. I haven't figured that out yet. Let's look at Romans 12:12. Easy scripture. I recommend that you memorize this one. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Easy to remember, isn't it? Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Hard to obey sometimes, but easy to remember. And lots of times, I have to say that to myself throughout the day. I'll be going through something. I have to remember to pray about it. Sometimes Angela will look at me, I'm just going, what are you doing, Millie? I'm praying. I remember, I'm telling on Kelly right now. She was hard to teach when she was going through school. And here's what I would do. Now, Kelly, I want you to do this and this and this. Okay, Mom, I will. And I come back, and it still wasn't done, Michelle. I don't know what she was doing. I go, Kelly, I want you to do this and this. I want you to write this over because it's kind of messy. Okay, Mom. come back. Still not done. I said, Kelly, I'm going to go away right now and pray because I'm getting angry and I don't want to sin. I don't want to sin. So I'm going to go away right now. And sometimes that's what you have to do. If you feel something coming up in you, just go away and pray. That's the best option. If not, you might sin. Come over here, I want to smack you a few times. I was telling Casey about it because Casey had to write a paper, and I looked at it, it was all messy, and I said, this offends my eyes. You're going to have to write it over. She wrote it over, Gary. It was so pretty, nice and neat. I did it for Kelly, too. The sixth time she did it, I said, let's just go for the first one. Let's roll with the first one you did. All right. Let's see. Suffering produces fruit. Hard to believe, isn't it? That you can go through something and something good come out of it. This is what it produces. Let's look at James. I might not have wrote this down. I'm so sorry. James chapter 1, verse 3. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Some fruit comes out of this. Perseverance. Keep pushing forward. Keep pushing forward. Here's another place. Sorry about this, guys. Hebrews 10:36. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you'll receive what he has promised. Why do we want to keep persevering? Because we want what he's promised us. We want to keep on pressing in so we can get it, so we can get our healing, so we can overcome those battles. So you have to keep on pressing in. Now, here's the conclusion, because I know you guys are getting tired. So I'm just going to run through these, the fruits that you can get. Patience. Is your faith genuine? Remember, the real thing is your faith genuine. To glorify God, to make us like Jesus, to teach us dependence. You got to get to the point where you realize you can't do anything without him. You can't do a thing without him being at your side. Every type of healing you get, no matter how you get it, it's from him. Every victory you get, it's from him. You can't glorify it in yourself. It all comes from him. To refine us, to rebuke our sins. You got to recognize when the devil's at you. You got to recognize who he is and what he's trying to do. A long time ago, about 8 or 9 years ago, I was at Walmart looking at the carts. This fellow comes and stands, and he's looking at the carts, and he goes, what are you doing, beautiful? And I'm looking around. What the heck is he talking to? And he shakes his head. I just busted out laughing. I said, get behind me, Satan. See you later. You've got to recognize Satan when he comes up to you, right? That's it. How the heck? Come into Walmart with me. Come up here, sweetie. You're my only sweetie. Come on. We shall all suffer and have temptations, trials, and tribulation. Don't waste them blaming them on God. He didn't do it to you. He's a good God. He's not to blame. Grow through them. If you're having a problem right now, And I'm going to let you close because you do this better than me.
You know, the one thing that I really observed and noticed was I didn't know, but Michelle was quiet today. And she was going through something. But you know what? She didn't just stay at the house and looked at her. She came to church. And when she came to church, then Melissa and everybody prayed for her. And then my wife, let me tell you, she is the funniest person I know. She'll hit you from, she'll blindside you with comedy. And she had Michelle laughing here. I believe that we do need to do that. And I think what you should take away from this is we all suffer, every one of us. It's part of life at this time. You have to understand where we're going. There is no suffering. So there is no more suffering. The devil is not there. He's where he's supposed to be, in the lake of fire. And every tear is being dried from us. There's no more pain there. That speaks of physical pain and heart pain. There's no more tears there. Things are just, we're in heaven. It's just a beautiful thing, but that's all I have to say. And God bless everybody. Now, we would like, there's no sense in not doing this. We're just going to ask, does anybody need prayer? Now, we're not going to ask you to come up here. We're not going to ask you what it's for. What we're going to do is, if you need prayer, if anybody stands up, Millie and I,